How does a clock know what time it is?
That's what clocks do, Drover. They tell time.
What do they tell it?
They tell it that it's 5 o'clock.
But wouldn't time already know what time it was? Why does it need a clock? It needs a clock because...
Are you trying to make this complicated? I made the simple statement that it's 5 o'clock. Do you believe that or not?
Well...
He rolled his eyes around.
What about yesterday? Wasn't it 5 o'clock yesterday?
I stuck my nose in his face and lifted my lips into a snarl. Drover, sometimes I feel that you're trying to make a mockery of my life's work. And furthermore, we're out of time for your foolish questions.
Well, it's about time.
Exactly my point. Now, I'm going down to the yard to investigate.
What did it do?
What?
The gate. What did the gate do?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you said you were going down to arrest the gate.
My eyes began to bulge and I felt my temper rising. I said that I was going down to the yard gate to investigate. Investigate. Do you stay awake at night thinking of ways to bring chaos into our conversations? Or does it happen naturally?
Oh, I guess it just happens. Did you notice that Loper came back to the house and it's only 5 o'clock?
I stared into the huge vacuum of his eyes. Drover, I pointed that out 10 minutes ago and then you... Never mind, I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here and don't ever speak to me again. And with that, I left the little lunatic and marched down to arrest the gate. Investigate. See what he does to me? By the time I reached the yard gate, I had managed to clear most of the toxic fumes that Drover had released into my brainal cavity. Upon reaching the gate, I activated all my sensory equipment and began gathering clues. Clue number one. Loper had gone inside the house. Clue number two. The yard appeared to be empty. Clue number three. What we had here was, well, no clues, no case, and nothing of any particular interest except, aha, a cat. Yes, we had a cat in the yard, on the other side of the fence. Right away, I picked him up on VisRad, visual radar, and ran his profile through data control. Within seconds, the report came back, and it confirmed my initial impression. It was Pete the Barn Cat.